This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast, but this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome back to another episode of The Podcast. I'm the host of this here podcast, the Ted Smith, the greatest podcast in all the land. All right, well, to the left of me, there's just two of us tonight. There's no Cobb. Matt Comer, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted. It's great to see you, man.
Yeah, Mr. Cobb texted us today. He's like, going to Vegas. I'm going to be on a flight. I can't podcast. I was like, all right, let's do next week. And then MCTP was like, I can't do next week. I can do a quick one with you tonight. I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah, I was going to tell you both that tonight. Like, oh, yeah, next week won't work for me. And then got that text, and yeah, glad we're making this happen.
And then I was glad. I was like, well, we got to do some, because then, like, the week after you're gone, I think, is my summer vacation to Montana. So I was like, okay. You can't miss 3 weeks in a row.
Especially with the lead up to the Cantana Fest, man.
Yeah, I know. And I saw today Ken Shamrock's going to be there too.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's what I saw as well. I think there was rumors about that off mic when we had Scott and Redman on, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So Ken Shamrock, yeah, that's going to be awesome. I'm making the trip up. Big announcement.
Yeah, I saw that.
I will be there.
When are you coming up?
I'll probably get up there like the day before. It'll be a quick trip. My dad wants to swap cars, so I'm going to drive the one he has down here up there and then fly it down. But he was asking me about doing it this summer, and I was like, you know what? I think I got just the date for that. I had Redman on my podcast, like, hyping this thing up, and it worked. I'm so stoked on that. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's on August 26th. So I'm going to look that up to get tickets for that. That'd be cool. Yeah, I mean, and trust me, I'm still talking about Redman. Like, it crushes. I was even talking to a family member. They were like, yeah, I don't really listen to your podcast. I was like, yeah, but we had on Redman. And they were like, Redman? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, all right, I'll look it up. Like, geez, thanks.
I didn't realize before we had him on that his first album was literally called What? The album. Like, dude was ahead of his time with the two E's.
All right, this won't shock you. So we're taping this on Tuesday. I didn't text you last night, but I stayed up till midnight to watch the United States women's national team in the last game of group play. And soccer can be just an evil mistress. Like, stay up. Matt, you'll appreciate this. Like, right? Like, I was like, well, I'm going to have a couple beverages during the game. But I, like, came home, did some stuff. Then around 10:15, put on the pregame, cracked a beer. So I was like, let me time this out so I don't drink too much or be hungover tomorrow. But I stayed, you know, and then, like, by, like, the second half, like, second half of the second half, I switched to just regular seltzer waters. And I'm like, oh, this will be great. And then, of course, it just ended 0-0. And I was just like, God damn it. Like, if I knew it was going to be that boring in an ugly match, I would not have stayed up. I'd have been tucked in bed at, like, 11:30 midnight, like a good boy. I was all fired up, too. I was like, all right, we got this.
And that's not even, like, that obscure of a sport for you. And, you know, it's not the latest by your standards either. Like, with the times you wake up and the obscurity of some of your sports, like, that's your bread and butter right there. You know, U.S. it's a team.
It's a fun sporting event starting at midnight. Now they're playing the next game against, I think it's going to be Sweden. I got to check the scores today. And the knockout stage is 2 a.m. Sunday morning. So I'm like, oh, that's easy. Like, I'm going to party all day Saturday and just rock through till 2 o'clock. Like, that one's a guarantee.
Oh, man. Like, you probably will, but it's also distinctly possible that you talk about it, how you're staying up to start the match at 2 all night leading up to it. Like, I think you're going to get a lot of mileage out of the idea from 10 to 1:30. And then just, you know, that's when it becomes a little bit more of a crapshoot.
I have requested a mutual friend of ours. Sometimes late at night when he gets hammered, we'll fire up some dumplings in the air fryer. So I'm like, all right, 1:30, we got to start cooking food. We're going to stay up because we've been drinking all day.
That's important, man. Yeah, that's a good plan.
Oh, now listen to the whole plan, though. And I'll get into Seafair a little bit. But trust me, it's going to be tough to make it to 2. But I think I got it in me. So I'm going to get up Saturday. Not much going on. Meeting a buddy in South Lake Union. 1 p.m. Hop on a giant boat. Cruise over to Lake Washington, watch the air show, watch some of the boat races. The boat's supposed to be back and parked around 5-ish in South Lake Union. Okay. They got to get down to Burien for the Jake Paul Diaz fight. And then power through all that and watch the women's soccer team at 2 a.m. So, I mean, it's a good plan. I will see if it comes to fruition.
I mean, yeah, this is classic Ted. I mean, you're a legend because you do pull these things off, but yeah, that is a long runway into that match.
I know somebody invited me to do something on Sunday and I said, I'm 50-50 at best. And they were like, why? And I'm like, I have a feeling I'm going to be number one asleep till 10 or 11 on Sunday. And like, your boy's going to be hurting.
Yeah. I mean, I could definitely see, you know, you passed out like as soon as it's starting, and the smell of the burning dumplings wakes you and your buddy up. And then you're like, oh, what's going on in the game? We got to put that out. Like, I'm just saying, we've talked about how Cobb's mysterious, but you're pretty, you know, you have a little bit of mystery in your life, a little bit of mystique, and this is one of those situations where I'd give it, you know, God, a little better than a coin flip, like 60-40, you make it. And then I don't know if you'll make it through the game.
Through the game is the tough part.
Seafair and Paul and Diaz, where are you watching the fight at? Is that at a bar?
No, it's at a house.
Okay. Is it the house I'm thinking of where there will just be, it might as well be a bar?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I don't know if that's better or worse because it's right. Like, yeah, we got a fridge full of beer and the dude has like 10 bottles of whiskey. Like, oh, Christ. Yeah, making kickoff is not the issue. It's like, will I finish the game? Now, one thing that helps me about Seafair is my buddy's wife is out of town. So I'm like his plus one. and it's like a little fancier. It's on like an Argosy cruise. So he was okay. Even like, hey, we can have fun, but we can't get like sloppy. And I was like, all right. So that should help me a little bit, right? Because if I was just on like somebody's random yacht or like boat, I would just be shotgunning beers left and right.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a little bit more what I was picturing. But again, like knowing where you're off to after Seafair and knowing who you're going to be watching that fight with, and like even just a little mild Argosy buzz will fire you up more for the fight. And then, Yeah. Who knows what happens in Burien? That's all I'm saying. That's the X factor.
Trust me, I'm coming in hot. Like, I know that, but I won't be like red hot. There's right. Levels of coming in hot.
Well, honestly, there was a point where I was thinking you might pass out in Burien, you know, if you were raging at Seafair all day and then you go over there, like I could see you passing out during one of the undercard fights and then being up for the game.
Dude, trust me, I have thought about that. I was like, what if I went over there and got a little cat nap and like was up by like 8 p.m. so I could watch the Jake Paul fight?
And that's then what I'm like, saying.
Yeah,
plan it for the main event, and you'd still have gas in the tank by the kickoff for sure.
So yeah, I mean that's gonna be a full day, but I'm pumped. I wanted to talk about Seafair anyhow. It's like summertime. Like I was talking about this on the MegaCast because we taped one today. It's just like the rest of the country, first of all, sweating their asses off. Oh, you know, you're in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
So
man.
Like you've been in summer for months and you're like, ah, like ready for fall. I don't know if you are, but I could see people on the East Coast being like, I'm done with this summer, like I'm ready for fall. Whereas I'm like, it's the halfway point of summer. It's August.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in the Northwest, you really do earn that, you know? And to me, this is where I earn September through June is July and August. So it's kind of a little bit reversed. But yeah, you live up the Seattle summer as good as anybody. And it's one of the most, you know, rewarding summers around, because like Northwest summers are just so sick and you really do like earn them for those 9 months where it's not summer. So
dude, it's, yeah, I mean it's been gorgeous too this summer. It's been awesome.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I mean just classic. Even Saturdays, like low 80s, like 65 at night, I'm like, oh, this is good. Get a little color on the skin during the day. Maybe throw on a hoodie at night.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good life. Do you know what a haboob is?
Yeah, the sandstorms.
Yeah, we had one of those the other night.
Those are brutal.
Yeah, so some like lightning and rain and clouds came in, but it's still like over 100, and now there's all this humidity from that storm, and that's what's really killing me. Like when it kept hitting 115 in the afternoon, it was like, yeah, it's hot, but that dryness, like, shade helps. Today I was in the shade and it was not doing me any good. So
yeah. Right, so years ago we go to see a Tennessee game on Labor Day weekend, right?
Oh,
okay. So Knoxville, Tennessee, I mean it is like, it might have been one of the hotter games I've ever been to. I mean it is just gross, right? Like all yeah. day, because it's not only like 90 some degrees, but it's that humidity. Oh. So like, we're tailgating the Calhouns. We got there early, got a spot. But, like, it's unbelievably hot, right? Like, this is old school. So, like, my buddy Bernie was with us, right? And at one point, I look over. I was like, what, are you not even drinking beer? And he's like, Daddy, I'm so fucking hot and miserable. Like, I can't even drink beer right now. And, like, we walked off and had to buy, like, another case of water. But, like, Matt, it was so hot that, like, my brother had, like, you know, you can have like a fire pit, but you can add like a grate so you can grill on it.
Oh, yeah.
So we weren't even thinking about it, but it was so hot all day and we had like these gallons of water. We just keep chugging the water. And then we forgot that like we needed that water to dump on the coals. Like, where's all the water? And I'm like, oh, man, I think we drank it. I mean,
we pour beer on the fire.
Yeah, like, I mean, I remember just being soaked in sweat. And then same thing, like, we're walking up there and there's these storm clouds. And Bernie's like, man, storms are coming in, right? Because you know that gross humidity. And I mean, As soon as we got into the stadium, they evacuated because of lightning and this and that. And then, and now here's the shitty part, is that the whole thing about Tennessee is it's, you know, 104,000 people, great tradition, Rocky Top's a great song, but they run through the T, right? The band forms a T, they run through the T. There's only two times in 50 damn years they haven't run through that T, and I was there for one of them because the game was delayed so long.
Wow. I thought, yeah. Oh, man.
Right? I was like, man, I'm glad we saw it. It was an awesome so time. Brutal. And I'm like, I still can't believe they didn't run through that damn tee.
Right. And, oh, man. You probably, that was something you're a big enough college football fan. That was something you knew and were excited about before you went, huh?
Correct. It'd be, yeah. You know, it's like there's some college traditions that are just massive, right? Like Michigan, they share a tunnel and they come out and they jump up and they hit the go blue sign. Like Tennessee, they run through the T. LSU's entrance was pretty cool because the visiting team has to come out of like this side little entrance. There's a live tiger in a cage with like cheerleaders on it. And then I would say I'm not a Clemson fan, but theirs is probably the best. They call it the most exciting 35 seconds in sports. And they warm up and everything. Then they leave and get on these buses. And at the stadium, there's this giant hill that goes up to like the one entrance of the stadium. So then the buses pull up there. There's this rock called Howard's Rock. And they all stand up there arm in arm and they touch the rock. And then like a cannon goes off and they just sprint down the hill.
That's so sick.
Yeah. And it was like an old coach that found it in Death Valley and like brought it back. So it's like famous, but I like, he has like a famous quote. It's basically like, if you haven't earned being a Clemson football player, keep your hands off my dirt, keep your filthy hands off my rock. So you're right. There's certain entrances that you want to see. And Tennessee was definitely high on that chart.
Oh, man. That's so two times in 50 years.
Yeah, that's what I mean, it's rare. That's what I'm saying. So it's kind of cool because it's like, it's pretty rare. And it's like, I could Google probably what the date was because it was pretty simple to figure out. But yeah, it's like only twice in 50 years.
Oh, man. That's, yeah. Exactly. I was there when it didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, the other great thing is that Rocky Top, right? I love Rocky. You've heard me put it on when I'm drunk. Like I never really cared for that song until I went down there. Like I love Rocky Top now. And the airport in Knoxville is small, right? It's like five or six gates. That's it.
Okay.
Like a Ruby Tuesdays. So there's nothing in there. So we're checking in. And I say to the, you know, she was like, how was your trip? We're like, oh, it was fun. And I said, you know, I really love Rocky Top now. And she goes, one of the two best songs ever made. To this day, I didn't say what's number one.
That was what I was going to ask. I thought you were just like doing a pause for suspense.
No, she just paused. She stopped. And I just went, okay.
Dude. If she gave you the answer, you might not remember it, right? Like if she just said the other one's Freebird, like you'd be like, okay, word, and just go on with your day. But you remember it. She didn't tell you.
But she just she was dead ass too. She just goes, one of the two best songs ever made. And I was just like, mm-hmm. Yep.
That's so good, man.
Yeah. Well, I remember I had a buddy flying in from New York. That was getting there like an hour before we did. And he's like, yeah. Like, I'll just meet you in one of the bars at the airport or whatever. It's like, as we're landing, I'm like, dude, which bar should I find you at? And he's like, just get off the plane. And I'm like, no, which bar are you at? And he's like, there's literally a Ruby Tuesdays. And then I got off and it's like, oh, there he is. What's up, Matt?
Yeah. Dude, you fly into Palm Springs. It's the same deal. I don't even know. There's got to be a bar in there, but I don't know where it is. And it's not like there's a bunch of terminals where, oh, yeah, there's a bunch in there somewhere. It's just like, I know where the coffee shop is and I know where the gift shop is. And I think there's a bar in that one little thing. But it's like I've gone in there for like a grab and go water or something. It's so small, like small airports are the best. It's so nice. Like
Dude, I will say last summer when I flew into Missoula, right? Yeah. So Jesse's already there and he's like, I'll pick you up. So I get off the flight and same thing, like get my bag. And I'm like, I call him and I'm like, how am I going to find you? And he's like, just walk out front. And I walk out front. And it's like, because I'm used to like lines of traffic and cars yeah. moving in the pickup zone. It's just yeah. him sitting there. And I was like, oh, all right, there he is.
It's so easy. It's so nice, right?
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. Some airports are great, and like it's awesome that they have like different like restaurants and stuff, right? Like when I leave BWI, I always pop into the Green Turtle and get like one last crab cake or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, those small airports are ridiculously easy. And it's like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I don't know how TSA is different from state to state or like size of the airports. Like, I remember when I flew out of Boise. The guy's like, no. Like, leave your shoes on. Like, this and that. It was like completely yeah. different. And I was like, well, what's going on here? And they're just like, yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah. I wonder that too. I'm like, TSA is a federal organization, right? Like, there's got to be some uniform guidelines somewhere.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what the difference is, but right. I've definitely been to small airports where they're like, yeah, you're fine. Just throw your bag through the X-ray. Like, all right.
Oh, that's awesome.
you lived here for years. I am Seafair. So if you don't live in Seattle, Seafair is this giant celebration. It goes on for like a month. There's like little parades in different towns, but it all ends with Seafair weekend. So you got hydroplanes out on Lake Washington. Then you have this air show. So like the best part is the Blue Angels, but like last time I was there, like the Marines showed up and they were like dropping dudes out of helicopters and they like stormed the beach. Like I describe it as ADD sports watching at its best.
Yeah.
That's it's like great. As soon as they're done with like one little air show, then there'll be like a couple heats for the boats, for the hydroplanes. And then like if they're done, then there's like, I remember there was like these dudes doing wakeboard tricks. Then as soon as they're done, it's like, all right, here's another part of the air show. Now we have like helicopters.
Yeah. Yeah. The first time I went, because I would always see the Blue Angels every year just practicing. Like they just drive, they fly around, you know,
yeah.
driving. Yeah. So I'd always see them and was like, yeah, that's cool that you get to like see the full thing better. But I think it's pretty dope when they fly overhead every year before Seafair. And that's exciting for me, too. And so, but the first year I went, I was like, all the non-Blue Angels stuff is like so sick. Like the Blue Angels, by the time they got done, I was like, I just saw these guys practicing the other day. All this other stuff is like new to me and it's very exciting. So yeah, that'll be a fun action-packed day.
Oh, yeah. And I'm with you because I've been lucky, right? Like I've been out on the log boom partying with the party people, which is great. I've also like one year I had like a pit pass. So I was like in the pits and same thing, man. Like there's so much stuff going on. Like it's just awesome. And it's a very unique like Seattle thing, too. And it's beautiful. Like you're out on Lake Washington. It's fresh water. Like I remember one year, one of Drago's buddies, he's like, I got my brother's. I just said it. What do you call it? Wakeboarding boat. And we're like, cool. And like, it's not like he doesn't enjoy a cocktail, but he's like, I'm driving. Like, I got everybody covered. Don't sweat it. So, of course, at some point, because I think we were sitting on the back of it or whatever, like, cops come right over and, you know, like, well, who's driving? And he's like, I am. And like, you know, like he was stone sober. I think he maybe had like one beer at like noon before we left. So they were like, all right, we had all our life preservers and everything. They were like, all right, well, just don't ride on the back of it or whatever. We're like, cool. But I mean, it was an awesome day. It was also great, too, is like if you're on the log boom, you're committed to like 6 to 8 hours of hanging out in the sun on a boat. Like it's a struggle. But like with that, when we just had that boat, like we just went into a few coves, watched the Blue Angels, and then we were back in like 3 hours.
Yeah, I remember the first times I started hearing about Seafair was all the hot girls from my high school when we were out of high school, like 19 or 20, like posting on MySpace all the pictures of them on the boats. It's like, this thing looks awesome. And it's like, yeah, it's harder to get on a boat than you think when you're not like a hot 20-year-old chick.
Yeah. Well, that's the other famous story I tell. The one year I was on a yacht that like was on the log boom, and like somebody else we used to work with was like, no, you can come with me. And it's like a bunch of hot chicks and like six dudes or whatever. So the yacht is awesome. But like first of all, they're mixing all kinds of cocktails. Finally, I said, like, is there any beer? And somebody was like, yeah, dude, go up to like the third deck or whatever. So I go up there and there's a massive cooler just full of beer. But like nobody else is drinking. So I'm up there just like looking around, having fun. And then like people like two boats down, they're like, Ted Smith. I was like, yeah. And they're like, dude, come on over. We're going to have some Jaeger. I'm like, yeah. So like, right. And it's weird, as you know me, like I'm not smooth with women, but like I was the only one that like wasn't mixing cocktails or wasn't talking to anybody. So after a while, there's like girls hanging out with me up top and they're like, yeah, we'll drink a beer. So yada, yada, yada. We have a whole fun day. I ran into like other people I knew out there. But then after the Angels, we're like driving back and I'm like, oh, this is pretty cute or pretty cool. And I go to walk out to the bow and the dude that owns the boat is like, no. And I'm like, what's up? And he's like, only girls on the bow. I was like, all right, you know what? That's fair. This does not give off a good look if it's a bunch of hot chicks than just old hairy Ted out there hanging out.
They want me there, man.
Right? It's like that old Little Caesars commercials. There's no rules. And he takes off his shirt. Yeah. They're like, put your shirt back on. There's one rule. That was, yeah. I also at the time, I didn't date this girl very long. I don't even know if I'd say we dated, but we were hanging out for a couple, like it had been like a month or two. And I remember telling her I was going on that boat. And I swear to God, that was the most text messages I ever got in one day from that girl. And I was like, what is going on with her? And finally somebody was like, she knows you're on a boat at Seafair with a bunch of hot chicks. She's like, the guy's like, you told her you were going on a yacht with like a dating website. And I was like, yeah. She's like, she knows what you're looking at. So like, yeah, pretty true.
That's so funny. I have a personal question. What's up with I was your back hair shaver for a while there.
It's not good.
No one's doing that.
I mean, Sean stepped up for a little bit, but I honestly, like, I kind of want to be like, dude, come over on Thursday and hook me up.
Dude,
it has not happened. Yeah. I got him to get me last year before Meltdown.
That's right.
But I haven't. Yeah. I haven't been. Yeah. You were good. You were on it.
Always ready. Yeah. One year I brought my own clipper, right?
Yeah, you did. Well, you would bring like an NA beer and I'd have a regular beer. Like,
oh, yeah.
The whole thing. I didn't really think about it until I was running the bar at Camp Cash and I was just wearing a tank top. And so he was like, man, you're a pretty hairy dude. I was like, oh, yeah.
I don't know. I guess we're talking about Seafair. I was like, why did I think of that? Like, yeah, we were talking about, yeah, it's a good time for it. Sean will do it. He'll help you out. He's a good guy like that. But
yeah, I'm thinking about going bright colors on Saturday because this boat is like I said, it's a little fancier, but like I'm not going to wear a button up because it's still on a boat. But I have a pair of pink Air Maxes that have just been sitting in a box for like 4 months. I'm like, I might break those out on
Hot
Saturday.
Hot pink?
Yeah.
Like a bright pink? Nice.
It's a bright pink and they're corduroy.
Whoa.
Yeah. Right.
Damn.
I was like, ooh, this could be the day to break those out.
That's exactly what they're there for. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Like, I can't break, like, no offense. Like, I'm breaking them out at Camp Cash.
Right.
Like, nobody there cares. And it's like dusty. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to break them out at like a little kid fifth birthday party, but I'm like, all right, on a yacht, got to get some, or not a yacht, but like a boat, some fancy people. Like, yeah, got to get some respect. I got to stunt with the shoes.
You got those in the Rolex. You're going to fit right in.
Yeah. I thought about breaking them out for Taylor Swift, but I was like, I'm walking around the city.
Right.
You know, smoking weed in the alleys.
That was the thing about Seattle, you know, with kicks. Like, obviously, you got the weather for a lot of the year that kind of makes it difficult to keep them fresh, you know, throughout, even just throughout the event. And then in the summer, there's a lot of things that are kind of outdoorsy in like a camp cast situation where there's dirt, there's mud, there's, you know, even in the summertime, it's tough to find the perfect event for like fresh kicks. But a yacht at Seafair is one of those times for you, man. That's awesome. Yeah.
Right. And like when I was tending bar up at Camp Cash, like I was just wearing a tank top, like, and sandals. I was like, dude, I'm back here working. And I was making those drinks that have grape juice. So it's like, you can't be pouring massive amounts of grape juice and vodka around shoes that clean.
Oh, no, no way.
You're just asking for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's coming up this weekend. Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully on Tuesday when you see me, I'm just sunburned and still tired.
Yeah. Well, I won't see you on Tuesday.
That's right. You won't. I'll see. Yeah. You know what? If I forget, text me at some point because the Angels fly at like 3:30, 3:45.
Okay.
Hit me with a text and I'll send you a picture of a.
Okay. Done.
Yeah. I'm also honestly like, this is kind of a fancier crew. I'm like, I'm going to laugh my ass off at, like, just on this like giant cruise ship, like hanging out with like big time Seattle celebrities. Just like, yep, here I am. You know me. Yeah. Just doing my thing on a Saturday.
Dude, you get yourself into these situations. Cobb said it a million times, but you know, you're a magnet for a good story. You're good at remembering them and telling them. And I think that's partially why you find yourself within so many situations that make for great stories. It's like the universe rewards your ability to like tell a good story. And like the details that you remember are very unique.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
Peak always, but like oddly specific and very, very certain. So yeah, can't wait to see what they are after this one.
All right, well, since we don't have Cobb, I guess we should check in with What's Maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's Maddening?
Whoa. Before we get to What's Maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's Maddening?
Whoa. Check out with What's Maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's Maddening?
Whoa. Before we get to What's Maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's Maddening?
Whoa. Check out with What's Maddening.
The weekend was chill, man. I was telling you beforehand, my girlfriend went to LA, so I kind of just had the place to myself, watched some YouTube, made a bunch of food in the air fryer, you know, like some vegetables and like frozen stuff from Trader Joe's. And you know, they have a lot of like random things. And yeah, I don't
Dude,
know.
Have you seen there's like you could buy now like frozen bags of already chopped up like Brussels or asparagus, and it's already seasoned, and it's literally like for your air fryer.
It's never been more convenient to be a lazy vegetable eater. It's pretty nice. And you know, I still get like the pastry pups or whatever. They're like little mini, they're like pigs in a blanket but in a, like a pastry.
All right.
Next time you're at Trader Joe's and that freezer section, man, it's real good. Do you have a Trader Joe's by where you are now?
I don't know. I should look that up.
You got wheels now.
Yeah, there's a Trader Joe's near me now. I can drive wherever.
Yeah, now that makes everything feel closer. So yeah, that's the Parmesan pastry pups there are like next level.
I had their frozen tamales and they were good.
Really? I always see those. I've been curious about those. That's interesting. That's good to know.
Yeah, some girl, I went over her house and I was like, these are good. She was like, here, I got like two more left. I was like, yeah, I'll take those home and fire them up.
Yeah. Chicks love Trader Joe's. It's so funny.
Like, oh, it's unreal.
I know we're not supposed to generalize these days. Like, I'm sorry, but like, come on, man. Chicks love Trader Joe's. And so do I. That's why I'm like, they're smart.
I agree. You know what else? I have a theory that women love Arby's too.
Really?
I don't know why. I have dated at least two girls that are like, I don't eat fast food. But for whatever reason, they'd be like, I'll go to Arby's. And I'm like, huh, Arby's? Like, look, I like Arby's, but like Arby's just has a specific crowd in general. And I respect it.
Yeah, I don't really eat there that much. I feel like most dudes that I have hung out with over the years haven't. And like maybe that's why girls like it, because it's like there's not a bunch of dudes there. They can just kind of eat some greasy deliciousness in peace.
Just because it's roast beef and not a burger.
And like I always wonder how Arby's has stayed in business, because like I don't hear people really talking about it. I never go there. And yeah, it's like, yeah, girls are just keeping them afloat this whole time. And I'd be none the wiser. That would make total sense.
I mean, they have a tremendous curly fry.
It is, yeah. I had a little phase there where I went there a few times because it was right by my friend's condo that we'd all smoke weed at all the time. And so it was very convenient. And yeah, they're all right. But I don't miss them that much.
Like when I was a kid, you had to go to like, I grew up in College Park. You had to go to Laurel. There was an Arby's, or like out to like, what's it like, Rockville Pike. So it was like, if you got Arby's, it was like, ooh, something special.
Yeah. I actually live, Arby's is like the closest restaurant to me right now. I guess there's
I think there's one near me now, but you're right. I haven't really been like, oh, I got to get over there.
Yeah. It's not ingrained in like our eating pattern. So yeah, it'll just stay off the radar. Arby's is like twice as close as In-N-Out, but Arby's is like a mile down the hill and then In-N-Out's like 2.5, but it's like within a mile and a half in either way of Arby's. There's so many other, it's so sick. Carl's Jr. How do you like Carl's Jr.?
Oh, love it.
so good.
On the, I mean, you remember, I don't know if you ever knew this, but like on the East Coast, there are Hardee's.
Okay. Yeah, I knew that.
Same company. Have yeah, the same so, stuff. But look, okay. I'm with you. Like, there's a McDonald's pretty close to my house, but then there's a Dick's over in Lake City. So it's like, if I'm going to have a burger for dinner, fast food burger, like, I'm going to drive to the Dick's.
Yep. Yeah. It's just that context of what else is around it is so strong sometimes. And yeah, McDonald's is right next to the Arby's, actually. So I drive right past both of those on the way to In-N-Out, like at least once a week.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. So the girls in LA, you're firing up the air fryer. I know you watched quarterback.
Yeah. I watched some quarterback. I watched a bunch of F1. I went down the YouTube reaction rabbit hole for the first time.
Like, all right.
Which I knew was a thing. It's not like I've like talked a bunch of smack about it, but the whole concept is you're watching other people watch something for the first time and enjoying their reaction. Like it's an interesting concept where like there's people that are full-time reactors. Like
that's awesome.
That's what a scene it is that I didn't know about any of this. So Avenged Sevenfold, I love. I'm excited. I love their new album. I don't care if other people don't think it's too weird. It's awesome. So I've been on a big Avenged Sevenfold kick. Obviously, I saw him in Vegas. I'm going to see him again in October. And they have a song called "A Little Piece of Heaven," which contains some pretty dark subject matter in both the music video and the lyrical content. But ultimately, it's kind of a little bit of a love story with, you know, a bit of a quote unquote happy ending from the first verse. But the first verse does involve like a dude, you know, killing his fiance and, you know, and then she comes back and kills him. There's necrophilia in both the choruses, but they both wind up killing each other. And then there's, at the end, they like get married to go kill everyone or something. It's this like big arc. It's very theatrical. I'm probably not explaining it that well, but you can watch reactors like see this music video for the first time. Like it's always been a really, really weird thing, you know, but I've always liked the song, and it's just Jimmy did such a good job with the composing and the arrangements and stuff that, you know, it's just an epic song. And so it's like a Bohemian Rhapsody, but, you know, involving some dark themes and, you know, pretty metal. And so they some metal elitists will be like, what are you talking about? But it's just so funny. And then there's like girls reacting to it. And it was really, I just got a lot of, I must have watched like six Little Piece of Heaven reaction videos by the time after F1, the sprint was over on Saturday. And then, yeah, I was just, I don't know, it was just a fun, stupid, you know, Saturday, and just kind of, yeah, being, I eventually went to the gym, but like, it was like 3 hours later than I planned to, because I just fell into a Little Piece of Heaven reaction video rabbit hole real quick.
And yeah, I was going to say, I do that on Instagram sometimes, like, I'll just have a suggested reel, and it's like, either a dude cooking, like somebody cooking, or like a comedian that I've never heard of. And you're right, it's like an hour later I'm like, all right, we got to get up and do something.
The hell just happened. Yeah. I don't know, I was having a lot of fun. Like I knew my day was wasting away, and I was just like, yeah, you know, this happens sometimes, it's okay, I'm gonna enjoy it. And it was fun. And then Sunday I had to do laundry. I watched F1, and in the morning I went golfing again. There's a really nice course that I work at. There was a lot of fun with one of my clients, which was,
oh, nice.
It was cool to play with him. We talk about golf all the time. And yeah, I didn't play particularly well, but I didn't make a complete ass out of myself. I've actually been, dude, you know, I've had a slice. I've been missing. I've probably lost 20 strokes this summer from missing out of bounds left on like a shot that feels like it should fade right back into the center of the fairway, and it just never does. But I'm not losing balls to the right anymore, it's just to the left.
That's good.
It's progress. It's a weird game, but like progress takes these really like subtle, interesting, annoying, frustrating forms as you get into it. And yeah, that's where I'm currently at. I'm like, well, I got rid of the slice. That's pretty good.
were you the classic, like, I feel like anytime I used to play golf, and again, the best I ever was like shooting like around 100, right?
Yeah.
But I felt like I feel like in golf, there's this bad stereotype of the dude that has a slice and always goes, I don't slice. Like, I don't know what's going on. It's like, dude, I've played with you 5 times. Like, you slice all, like, you have a slice. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you got to work on that. But can you stop saying, I don't slice?
Right. Right. Well, I looked like the opposite of that. I was like, I usually slice. And it's like, I've played with a bunch of people and they're like, where the hell is your slice, dude? Like, you don't slice. You've missed 3 shots out of bounds left. Like, there's no slice out here.
I will say, when I was like late teenager, early 20s, like I was playing a decent amount. My favorite person to golf with was driving range guy.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's just different. Like, those carpets give a lot of give, and you can kind of mishit stuff. One guy I would play with, he would get so mad. Like, I just don't understand. Like, well, you don't play. Like, you just go to the driving range. Like, you got to go play on real grass.
Yeah, there's no pressure. The ground is always flat. Like, that's the biggest thing about playing on a course, is like how often the ground is not flat. There is intentionally a lot of hilly undulations to make it so that you're not hitting off a flat surface, even in the fairway. You're like, dude, I bombed that center of the fairway, and it's just this like weird downhill left slanted lie that you gotta maneuver. Like, dude, I hate this game. That was my best drive of the day, and now it's in the water. Look at that.
Yeah. Or it's like when you're in the rough and like the fairway, right, and you're like, the ball's above you a little bit, and it's like, don't duck hook it left. I'm not gonna duck hook it left. Like, you're gonna duck hook it left. It's just the ball is above you. We all know where that ball's going, and you're not good enough to like change your swing.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so now you're gone next week. So next week is just Calvin and I.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I probably should have done this before we started the podcast. By the way, I'm on a marathon day. Pumped out a mega cast.
I heard that. Yeah, nice work. Also, I got this new shirt. Check it out, Ted.
Oh, what the f*** is up, Denny's? I know that one.
It's such a good video. Good callback. It's my favorite video ever. I saw the shirt. I was like, some people will get it, others won't, and I don't mind. But yeah, it just makes me so happy. So this finally showed up. I found it last week, and it's an ode to one of the greatest viral videos of all time. Some hardcore band playing in a Denny's, asking what the f*** is up, Denny's.
Yeah. All right. So you're gone next week, and then Cobb's back, and then we'll all be here 2 weeks after that, and then the week after I'll be gone. So we're good.
Okay. And I'm going to be at Cantana Fest. Are you going to be at that?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm hoping to be, but there's a couple other things going on. So I either have to do something that weekend or the weekend after, and I'm not sure which one it's going to be yet.
Okay. That was one of the things I appreciated about Red Man, was being honest about how much stuff there's going on in August Seattle.
Yeah. I know, right?
One of the godfathers of hip hop just knows, like, dude, I know how it is in the Northwest in August. Like,
oh, there's so, I mean, right? Respect. Like, I talked about last week, I was talking about the weekend with Taylor Swift here. Even this weekend, you have Seafair, which is the biggest event. Then you have, if you know any bike messengers, the Dead Baby Downhill is Saturday night. That's an awesome party. So I'm just like, yeah, right? Then there's that fight on, like, trust me, the people I'm going on the boat with, they're like, we got a party bus afterwards. I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to ditch out on that.
Have fun. Yeah. I got 2 other commitments after this. Right. But I'm going to make that game at 2 a.m.
Oh, I'm going to be bleeding red, white, and blue at 2 a.m. Dude. You're never going to see somebody more fired up for a World Cup game than I am at 2 a.m.
Yeah, I say take a nap during the undercard, man, and then get those dumplings at 1:30, and you'll be golden.
All right, well, there you go. I guess it's easy this week for MCTP. This is the podcast of Ted Swift. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.